Warning! This one thing can derail your athletic scholarship dream. What is it? This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 53. It's time for some Facebook Live on this episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. If you're listening in, welcome aboard. We're doing Facebook Live. I'm recording this on a Saturday, and the episode releases on Tuesday. So, on this Saturday, I am just 5 days away from the release of my new book. It's called The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and looking forward to getting that out on Amazon. Been working on this for quite a while, so make sure you get out and get it. But the topic of this conversation in this episode is, I entitle it, Warning, This One Thing Can Derail Your Athletic Scholarship Dream. This one thing. What is it? What is it? I want to answer that during our Facebook Live time together and also on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. So this will be an extended version of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Usually does 15 minutes. It can change your scholarship future, but really want to dig into this. We're going to go a little bit longer also with our Facebook Live audience. So it's 5 days away from the book release as we record this, as we're live on Facebook right now, 2 days away as we are releasing this episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. So what I want to share with you are some things that have really been rattling in my mind recently. Oh, yeah, if you're watching, you know I got my uniform on. No doubt about it, what fan I am. Who is my team? And I've got some dedication to be doing this Facebook Live right now because the Dodgers are on TV right now as I'm doing this Facebook broadcast. So I'll get to that. And it's a great year to be a Dodger fan. That's all I got to say. I've been waiting my entire lifetime for a season like this. They're comparing this team to teams in the, you know, the mid-1900s. Well, I've been waiting a long time for a World Series victory. So maybe this will be my dream come true this year. Although as a fan, I can do nothing about it. But you as an athlete or as a parent, you can do something about this athletic scholarship dream and achieve it. I wholeheartedly believe that. And one of the things that I always tell parents and athletes, and specifically I speak to the athlete right now, is if you can compete at the next level, you know, you're a high school athlete, you can compete at the next level, then yes, you can get an athletic scholarship. And it's a matter of unraveling this mystery on how to get it. And I'm going to give you six steps actually today on how to do that. But you got to unravel this. And you don't have to be the best player on your team, best player in the city, the country, the state, whatever, the county. You don't. If you have the talent to compete at the next level, there is likely a spot for you with some scholarship money. And I kid you not, I'm not just throwing that out there. It's absolutely true. I've been working with families for over 15 years, starting with our very own, with our kids. So I know from personal experience that this is true and it can happen. So if you have the talent to compete at the next level, I really believe that you can get that scholarship. Okay, we're going to show you how to do that. And that's really what the book is all about. Took 15 years of experience and put it together in a 160 some odd page book that spells it all out and walks you through it step by step. And that's why I call it the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. But today, what I want to talk to you about is that enemy. What is that one thing? That enemy that can derail your athletic scholarship dream. You're going to be surprised when I reveal to you what this is, because it's something you would think that this is an advantage, but it really is a disadvantage. And that one thing, I'll just say it right up front and I'll tell you why. That one thing is knowledge. Yeah, knowledge. You're going to say, well, John, how do we get the scholarship without the knowledge on how to do it? Well, knowledge can be a killer. It really can. In this day and age, for instance, I'll pull up my iPad here. I just want to do a Google search for athletic scholarships. Okay. So punch that in. What does it come up to? with my very slow internet right now, I guess I'm taking up all the bandwidth doing this live broadcast, but athletic scholarships, there are tons of resources out there, which is really cool. Lots of information for you that you can tap into as you seek the athletic scholarship. However, the problem is, as I'll explain in a minute, the problem is that there's too much information. It's overwhelming. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. So as I look up athletic scholarships, I'm still doing it. I've got a problem here with my internet connection. Hard to believe, and I'm doing Facebook Live, and this is happening. So, okay, athletic scholarships. I typed that in there, and we've got, okay, here's some of the things we have under athletic scholarships. Find college athletic scholarships and get recruited. Athletic scholarships and scholarship opportunities for student athletes. Men's and women's athletic scholarships. Scholarships at NCAA.org. Scholarships.com. Seven things you need to know about sports scholarships. That's a U.S. News and World Report story. And it just goes on and on. Just goes on and on. And you dive into this and you say, okay, this is great. And you start going to these websites. You print out reams of pages on this. And you got it in front of you and you say, okay, I've got what I need to get an athletic scholarship. I've got the information. I got the knowledge. And here I am publishing a book on Thursday, on August 3rd, about the athletic scholarship playbook. So there's more information for you. I've put out information myself as well. I've got the podcast. I do some blogging, not as much anymore. Do a lot of things, and I put out information. And there's actually just too much information out there. So knowledge can derail you. Knowledge can derail you. You can have too much knowledge and get lost. And one of the things that I see with athletes and with families is you get really excited about this scholarship thing. You say, oh, here's some money that we can get for my kid to play in college, compete in college. And then you dive in and you look online, you talk to other parents, and man, there is just so much knowledge out there. And you get some information, one thing contradicts another, or you have the information, but you don't know what to do with it. So the information, the knowledge can really be a killer of that dream. And why? One, because it paralyzes you. You don't know how to prioritize what you know. It's like, this is all good stuff, but what do I do with it? I need some help. And then you dig a little deeper and you try to find some help and you just don't know what to do. And a lot of people and families just get plain paralyzed. And I totally understand that. Totally understand that. Secondly, this paralysis happens because this athletic scholarship dream that you're pursuing isn't a one and done type of thing. You don't just start now and you get found and then you get the offer a week later. No, this thing goes on for sometimes years, depending on what year you're in. And you do need to start early, start in your sophomore year. So this whole thing of knowledge and information can really be deadly. So what I want to do for you is just provide the alternative to that, the solution to that. And that is to go out and buy my book. that's not what I'm here for. But it is kind of exciting as I lead up to the day. But what I want to talk to you about is the solution to this problem of too much knowledge and too much information. And you've got to have information, you've got to have knowledge, but you need to have more than that. And the key word that I want to share with you in this broadcast is the word strategy. Strategy is what you need to have. In fact, I love this quote by Michael Porter. He says, "The essence of strategy is choosing what not to do." So the essence of strategy is to choose, is choosing what not to do. And that's so perfect for this athletic scholarship pursuit. You've got to choose what not to do. There's no shortage of information, some of it free, some of it paid. But what are you not going to do? It's a matter of prioritizing and going after it. Yeah, it's peeling things back and saying, this is in, this is out. This is in, this is out. Yeah, I'll use this, I won't use that. So the essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. You know, getting an athletic scholarship, it's not easy. But as an athlete, that's okay because you're used to pursuing things that are not easy. Winning is not easy. Becoming good, becoming great is not easy. I'll tell you, all you got to do is take what you've learned in your athletic career and what you're doing and apply that to athletic scholarships. There's such a parallel. You got to have determination. You got to have goals. You got to have strategy like I'm talking about today. You've got to be able to endure hardship. You got to know what it's like to lose. You got to know what it's like to pursue the impossible or pursue your dreams. You got to know what it's like to spend a lot of time on one thing, getting better in order to be a champion. Some of those things apply to the athletic scholarship pursuit. And parents, as you lead your son or daughter, remember that. Take what they're doing in competition and apply that to what they're doing in the pursuit of the athletic scholarship. Okay, does that help? Well, I do want to talk to you about strategy. In fact, Pele said this. I wanted to share this with you, speaking of victory and achieving that dream. He said, the more difficult the victory, the greater the happiness in winning. I love that. Can you imagine? Think of that day, athlete, when you sign your letter of intent, that athletic scholarship dream coming true at that school of your choice. And that's what I push parents and athletes to do, is to pursue to the school of your choice. That last choice is yours, and it's a school that you really want to go to. So that dream, picture that day happening when you do achieve your athletic scholarship dream. So the happiness in winning and achieving that dream is a correlation in the difficulty in getting there. I don't want to paint too rosy a picture that this is just going to happen. You sit back and wait. You know me. If you've listened to my stuff, read my stuff, you know that I talk about taking the initiative. And that's really, as the athletic scholarship playbook comes out, it's all about taking the initiative. It's all about strategy. It's all about not theory, but taking action on information that is true, but you don't want to get too complex. So too much information, too much knowledge makes it too complex to even put a strategy together. You got to throw some things out and keep some things in. So remember that. The essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. Let that ring in your mind. I want to take you through a six-step strategy that you can apply to achieve your athletic scholarship dream. Six steps that I've used with athletes and families for over 15 years. You know, these are the same six steps that we used with our twin sons when they got an athletic scholarship. Very same. And one of the things you want to do, I would even encourage you to write these down. And as we go through these steps, if you then write them down, keep them in front of you. Because just because you have these steps and just because you're working your strategy, which starts with these steps, it doesn't mean you're going to get clouded and clouted with more information, things that you don't need, but it keeps coming across the screen as you continue to dig into this athletic scholarship thing, this recruiting thing. So here are those six steps that I want to share with you that will be your strategy in pursuing an athletic scholarship. The first one is you want to make a list of schools. There's got to be a starting point. You can't sit around and wait for schools to find you, coaches to find you, but what are those schools, athlete that you have in mind, parent that you'd like to have your son or daughter consider? Remember, it's their choice. What are those schools? Start to dream a little bit. Spend some time together. Go on out and make that list of schools. I look at that as, consider that your target. Okay, you've got on the wall there, you got this target, you're going to shoot arrows at it, and on that target are these schools. Maybe the bullseye are those number one prime schools that are on your list. I mean, that's in the center of the bullseye. That's really where your dream is. But to hit a bullseye, man, that is a huge challenge. And you may not hit the bullseye, but that's okay. You're still going to get points when you hit other parts of that target. So I'm looking up on the wall here and I see maybe the next ring out there is your secondary list of schools. The third ring is your tertiary list of schools. Yeah, I know that's a big word. And then the fourth list is the, I don't know what that is. It's the fourth ring is the number four schools, group of schools. So you got a target there. So, you know, you've got something to shoot at. You can walk in each day. In fact, I would encourage you to take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, draw a target, or just go online and copy off a target, print one off, and put some of these schools on that target. When you walk into the room, wherever you might be, and post this somewhere, maybe put it on the refrigerator or something. This is your dream. This is your target. This is what you're going for. This is what you need to do. You cannot start anywhere else. This has to be the place. Now, I got to tell you, too, that this isn't your permanent target. There may be schools that you take off the list. You can scratch them out. You can remake your target. Others that you add to the list. This isn't a one-time thing. Pull that target down. Put the new one up. But you'll see some consistency because most of the schools will still be there, changing things out. Things change over, you know, a period of years, and your interest as an athlete, as a parent, changes as well, and that list will change. But imagine your target, and you've got it up there, and that's what you're shooting at. What a great way to start the day as you go and sit down and work on this whole process. Keep it in front of yourself. Keep it in front of the family. So you make your list of schools. The second thing you want to do that you have your schools together is build and send your introductory packet. This is something that you can email to coaches. You can send through the mail, however that you want to do that. But you've got to have something that introduces yourself to coaches. I've referred in recent podcasts and Facebook Lives, this is like a handshake. You're walking into the coach's office and you're shaking your hand. But this introductory packet is your first entry point to get on a coach's radar. Because in most cases, the coaches aren't just going to find you. You got to do something. Take the initiative. That's my big word. Last 15 years, take the initiative to pursue that athletic scholarship. So that second step you want to take once you have your list is build your introductory packet and then send your introductory packet. You can find details on this in the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, which comes out on Thursday. Did I forget to mention that? Sorry, couldn't resist. Okay, the third thing you want to do, and this is really important, this takes some time for you to do, is to build your questionnaire. And you're going, what in the world is the questionnaire? Well, go online and look at different athletic programs, different schools that you might be interested in, and just they have a recruiting button or questionnaire button or fill this out button. Click on that and you'll see that it presents an online questionnaire for you to complete. And that is a questionnaire. It's more than just a handshake and the introductory packet. It is a way for you to really share more details about yourself, your family, your academics, your athletics, how fast you are, how tall you are, all those things. This is highly detailed. If you go on there, you'll see. So make sure you just go to a couple sites of teams that you are interested in, and you can take a look at that questionnaire. That's what I mean. I recommend and highly recommend that you don't go in and just start there. That's where a lot of families start. But you don't want to mix, and I've said this, I think, last week, that you don't want to mix in with everybody else. You want to make that great impression, first impression, so do something different. Build your own questionnaire. Take all that information that you find on these websites and build a document that is your questionnaire that you can send off to a coach. You may go back and have, he or she will probably have you go back and complete their questionnaire, but at least you're doing something different. You're saying, here is my questionnaire. I want to put it in your hands. So that's really important. The questionnaire is like step two in their interest level to you. It's step three in my process here that I give to you. It's something that you want to not send them right away, give them right away, but wait till there's a relationship and an interest from the college coach before you send it to him or her. But you've got to have it ready. When they ask for it, have it ready. Don't say, man, I haven't put this together yet, but this is homework for you to do. All right? That's key. And in the book, I share specifically how to put that questionnaire together and what it looks like. The fourth step in this process of getting an athletic scholarship, in the strategy, so you're not overwhelmed with information, I hope you feel like, hey, this is really cool. There's a lot of information out there, and this is kind of simplifies things. And I'm a simple guy, so I want you to have a simple plan. It really does work, too. The next thing is track your communication. What this is, now that you've begun relationships with coaches, and by now you should have coaches contacting you and you're contacting them, and you got emails going back and forth, maybe a couple phone calls even at this point. That would be great. Probably not this early, but emails at least going back and forth. There is a huge amount to keep track of. It's almost impossible, and you can't keep track of it in your head. Don't rely on yourself and your memory. Rely on writing things down. You want to build a chart like an Excel spreadsheet that tracks the communication like a diary. There's a column with the school and the coach's name, phone number, email address, another column with notes. Take chronological notes in here. You put those things down so you'll be reminded when that coach contacts you again, calls or emails again, what did we talk about? Where is this? You don't want to confuse schools when coaches, and you don't want to call. No, you don't want that to happen. Okay. You want to keep things straight. Talk about a bad impression. That would be a bad impression. You want to keep things absolutely straight. Take meticulous notes about the conversations. It's the little things. My football coach used to say in high school, if you take care of the little things, the big things will turn out all right. Well, the little things here are those meticulous notes that you take in your conversations with coaches. So that, the big things, that athletic scholarship, that recruiting will happen, those things will turn out all right. That's step four. We got one, make your list of schools. Two, build and send your intro packet. Third, build your questionnaire, and of course, send it when it's asked for. And fourth, track your communication. The fifth step towards an athletic scholarship, now you've got interest from coaches. You're in contact with them. There's dialogue going on, most likely digital dialogue. Maybe you got some texts, maybe you got some phone calls by this point, and as time goes along, that will start happening as the communication gets deeper and deeper. So what you want to do is send one-page updates. That's part of the strategy that is key. You know why? If you stop communicating with coaches, they will assume you're not interested, and there's somebody else to take your place in that recruiting line, in that recruiting list. You have got to continually send things out to coaches every 3 or 4 months at least, after every season, after every SAT score, ACT score, report card, grade point change, anything like that, anything that there's reason to send an update to the coach, got to be valid. You want to do that. That means after every season. That means after every school year, maybe every semester even, every test, SAT test that you take. Those are the kind of things you want to include in the update. All right? So you want to make sure that you send those one-page updates. And then the last step, after you've done all this and the relationships are going, and when it's time, the offers start to come in. You've done due diligence, you've followed this strategy, and that last step is making your school choice. That's not always going to be easy. You may only get one offer, and that may be your choice. Perhaps you get two or three or five, and you're trying to figure out where Do I want to go? Where do I want? I hope my son or daughter goes to. What is their choice? And you want to make this decision based on fact, not on feeling. I recommend putting together what I call a report card on each program, and evaluate objectively grades A through F. A lot of things that you want to evaluate a program on. A lot of things you want to evaluate the offer on. You may get a $10,000 scholarship offer, but if it costs $30,000 to go to the school, you've still got $20 left to pay. You may get a $5,000 offer at a $20,000 school, and that's a better deal financially. But that's not the only thing. It's not just the finances. There are all sorts of things that you want to be aware of, that you want to use in your evaluation to make the right school choice. The right school choice is the one that is the best fit. The best fit. I went to the University of Minnesota my first year, realized it wasn't the best fit, and transferred. Last 3 years at Indiana, it was a good fit for me. It's a whole lot easier if you don't have to transfer in the middle. You want to get that best fit first. So chart out what your checklist is on what is the ideal school that you can go to, that you want to go to, and evaluate the financial packages and what's available, what's offered, and see what the net cost is. That's really important. Athlete, really be in tune to that, because you want to give your parents a break. They're going to look at the finances, and you need to do some of that too. You want to get the best education at the school that is the best fit for you. Only part of that is the athletic fit. There are so many other things. I was talking with somebody the other day. Actually, he emailed me. He actually reviewed in advance my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. And he said to me, John, one of the things that you should consider adding to this book is the whole factor of distance. We think we want to go a long way away, athletes, from our parents and family, going, man, my chance, finally, I want to go away. And we get there and we get homesick and we don't get over it. And we realize that this is a whole different culture than what I grew up in. This part of the country, man, and it really gets hard, and you may not survive. Well, this person was talking about his niece, who this had happened to her, and it was just a miserable experience for her, and she should have gone closer to home. Can't remember whether she transferred or not. But his point to me is distance is a big factor in the whole choice of your school as you're pursuing that athletic scholarship. That's just one factor. There's so many other things in there that you want to look at and evaluate what is the best fit at the end. And it's not just financial. It may not even be the best program, athletic program. Yeah. It may be the place where you're going to see the most playing time, the most opportunities to compete as early on as possible. Those are the things that you need to look at. A lot of variables. So those are the six steps that I've been teaching for years that have been working. And those six steps and more you'll find in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I've got, I think, five or six appendices in there, including NCAA rules, how to study, importance of academics, things like that. And of course, videos in there. There's a number of other things that are in there. It's a real complete guide for you, a roadmap, really, a complete college recruiting roadmap for student athletes, high school athletes, and parents. And would love to grab that on Thursday. But I did want to kind of open the book here, I guess you could say, and give you a solid strategy. Because remember what I said at the beginning, a killer is knowledge and information. Knowledge and information without strategy, it's really worthless, except that you say you know a lot. You do a lot of guessing. One of the things, too, that is I need to bring into the conversation is the fact that the window of time that you have is limited, depending on what year the student athlete is in, of course. But this is a limited time. You can't waste time. You can't experiment. You can't try this, try that. You can't just take in all the information and saturate yourself with knowledge, not only online knowledge, but so many other people. You can get too many voices speaking into this, and then you get paralyzed. and you miss this window of opportunity. I really believe that this pursuit of an athletic scholarship can be simple. It takes a lot of effort. It's not easy, but it can be simple if you follow these six steps. The essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. Michael Porter said that. And you're going to have that battle all the way through this process. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast, for those listening right now, we release every Tuesday. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you didn't know about this podcast, just go ahead to my website, recruitme.com, and there's a link in there for the podcast, or you can use your Apple Podcast app, or if you're on a Droid, then go ahead and use Stitcher, subscribe to it. Usually 15 minutes. I'll probably do some bonus episodes leading up to the book release and after. Just want to give you lots of information. And one of the things, too, that is timely is the fact that this is all happening in the summer when you've got time to absorb this and to apply it. I know that once classes start and once, especially if you're a fall athlete, you get into your sport, you're not going to have that much time to really think about this. But I did want to share this with you today about strategy. If you need more information, you can email me, john@recruitme.com. Getting a few emails lately that I've been personally answering. Would love to do that for you if you have some questions. And again, check out the podcast. On my website, I got a freebie for you too, how to get an athletic scholarship. And I look forward to the book releasing on Thursday. And it's a launch, and we're on our way. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.